From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. A top backer of Missouri's new photo identification voting law, derided by critics as a disenfranchising poll tax, says any registered voter can cast a ballot with or without a photo ID. The new law that takes effect today is a state constitutional amendment approved by Missouri voters last November. It generally requires photo IDs for voting, though provisions allow voting with just a utility bill or paycheck and a sworn statement of identity. Voters can still cast a provisional ballot. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports about 24 people gathered yesterday outside of St. Louis's downtown old courthouse to decry the measure. They argue it'll make it more difficult for Democratic constituencies to vote. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft counters that such criticism is meant to mislead Missourians on the issue. The Missouri Supreme Court won't review a lower court ruling that spares the state's prison system from having to reveal where it gets drugs used in executions. Missouri's High Court didn't comment Tuesday in rejecting a request to review the case from the ACLU and other plaintiffs. They say the state's source of execution drugs should be disclosed under open records laws. The Missouri Department of Corrections has refused to divulge where it gets pentobarbital, a powerful barbiturate. The Missouri Court of Appeals ruled in February that disclosure of the identities of, quote, individuals essential to the execution process could hinder the state's ability to execute prisoners. An attorney for the media group says more appeals are planned. A three-judge panel of the Missouri Court of Appeals in Kansas City took up the question of whether the Missouri Human Rights Act prohibits discrimination based on gender identity. Dan Margulies reports on a case involving the Blue Springs School District in Kansas City.
The court heard oral arguments in a case brought by a transgender boy and his mother against the district, which turned down the teenager's request to use the boy's restrooms and locker room. The case was dismissed last year by a Jackson County judge who found there was no clear legal authority requiring the district to provide him with unhindered access to boys' facilities. The arguments took place just a day after a federal appeals court ruled in favor of a transgender boy who challenged a Wisconsin school district's policy similar to that of the Blue Springs school district. The court found that the Wisconsin school district's policy violated the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution's 14th Amendment. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
Results from a monthly survey of business supply managers suggest a slight decline in the economic conditions for 9 Midwest and Plains states, including Missouri. The Mid-America Business Conditions Index report released today says the overall regional economic index dropped to 55.5 in May from 61.4 in April. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indexes ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests growth in that factor. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says the index figures over the past 6 months point to healthy growth for regional manufacturing and non-manufacturing through the third quarter of this year. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.